Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. You'll be together like awesome carrots. Soon you will discover you don't get one. You don't get one without the other.
At first, marriage is fun. You learn about your woman, you go to work or school, get your first apartment, pick out furniture, go to church. Physically intimate, but slowly something happens. Nobody really knows when or where, but something changes within the relationship. You don't seem to talk as much. Decisions are not met with the same excitement as when you were first married. Purchases become fewer. Sex and life take on a routine. You don't feel as close, but seem to just be living together. What happened? Where did the passion go for one another? Bottom line is that your marriage can be managed, it can function well, but still not have a sense of connectedness that you once enjoyed. And eventually, you can start kind of feeling by yourself, start feeling unsupported, misunderstood, finally end up wondering why you're even going through the motions. This is where Dr. Doug Weiss comes in, marriage counselor and certified sex therapist in Colorado, and the author of the book Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. This adds some structure to the marriage so that you can get that intimacy back. I recorded an interview with Dr. Weiss. Here is an excerpt from that interview. Dr. Weiss, I love this chapter where you say, well, you've got a choice. You can either date one another or go to therapy. So you choose. Talk about that.
Well, Gary, I oftentimes get asked, you know, Doug, what do you do for a living? People don't know me or our friends that are kind of peripheral. And I'll say, well, you know, I'm a marriage counselor, therapist, et cetera, author. And they go, oh, really? He said, well, you know, the way it is, if someone knows you're a doctor, they ask you, well, I got this problem. And they'll say, you know, so what's the one thing you can tell me to do so that I never have to see you? It's kind of like getting an inside stockbroker tip, okay? Mm-hmm. And I say, well, date. Because if you don't date, you're going to do therapy. You know, we don't walk down to the altar, Gary, and we say to our wives, hey, you know what, I'm going to bore you the rest of your life. I'm going to give you some kids, never take you out, never spend any money on you, and never really have any fun with you, but I want you to be a great wife. Now, we don't say that, but some guys actually do that, and they expect a happy wife, and it doesn't work that way. I find people who date really have a better marriage, and it's one of the principles in the intimacy book. Now, dating often can get where it's ugly. You know, you go out and you just gripe at each other. Well, that's not a date. That's griping at each other.
So there's got to be some rules in the dating process, right?
Right. There are some guidelines, you know. One guideline is you don't bring up issues and problems on your date. You've got 6 other days to do that. We don't run errands. This isn't Walmart, Kmart, Home Depot, okay? We don't go shopping unless both people agree. And what's really a good thing for couples is to rotate responsibility. I really believe in adulthood. So each person should be a dating adult. One turn, it's his day. He decides where we go, what we do, what's for fun. And then the objective is for him to have fun, not to try to make his wife happy. Because what happens is, guys, you try to make your wife happy and you miss, and then you got 2 unhappy people and you dropped $80. You know, you could have done more better things with that money. And so what you want to do is make sure at least one person's happy. And then next week, it's her date. And she decides where we go, what we do, what's fun for her, and we're the happy campers. And you rotate this back and forth, and what happens is that most people who do that, their dating life is a lot more animated. They do more fun things, they have more fun together, and they actually get to experiment. You know, if my wife wants to go rollerblading, we go rollerblading. If we want to climb or hike here in Colorado Springs, that can be a date, as well as, you know, the traditional, you know, restaurant movie thing. But there's a lot of other things you can do for dates that can be creative.
My guest, Dr. Doug Weiss, marriage counselor and a sex therapist in Colorado, and the author of the book, Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Dr. Weiss, talk a little bit here, and I know you've addressed singles in your book, Intimacy. If you would just address the single individual right now. I know that I thought it's pretty interesting that you say when you counsel a single that you come in and ask them about the perfect person.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, the perfect person that everyone's looking for has at least 5 faults. And what I tell guys to do, or ladies, if you're dating someone and you can count less than 5 faults, you have a perfect person. Marry that person.
Yeah, good advice.
You know, because there's going to be a few flaws in every person, and if they're under 5, you probably can live with them. And make sure there's something you can live with. You know, maybe they can't find their keys, or they can't balance a checkbook, or whatever their particular flaw is, or they like to spend, or, you know, they have a person, you know, they snore, or whatever the thing is. You know, say, okay, I can live with that. And if you've got less than five, you got a perfect person, and accept that. And then also, for singles, I encourage them to get the intimacy book so that, one, they know what a marriage should look like. Two, that they can practice the skills in the book while they're dating so that when they get married, they know their spouse has the ability to maintain and develop long-term intimacy their whole life. And men, you want to know how to do this so that your wife is getting her needs met, and then sex isn't going to be a big issue. Women, you want to do this so you know you have the skills, and give it to the man, make sure he has the skills before he puts the ring on your hand. You know, because if he can't be intimate before marriage, trust me, there is not going to be any change unless he, you know, makes an effort at some skill development.
Dr. Weiss, in your book, you really stress structure to achieving intimacy in a marriage. As a matter of fact, I guess a third of the book is just made up of daily exercise sheets. So structure is just absolutely paramount.
It's just a theory book. You, in the back, you actually do your homework and you check off if you're doing the three exercises. You check off if you're doing the connecting and stuff like that. So this is what you do. I mean, and if you do it, I've never had anyone call me and say, Doug, we've done 100 days. We want to go back to the way we used to live. But it takes some structure. It takes some time. But the time, I mean, Gary, we're talking like 10 to 12 minutes a day. You know, and I travel. I fly around all over the country, do conferences, write books, media, and have a practice. And yet we do this almost every day because I want to. I mean, this is a great thing. This isn't just egghead stuff. This is, I like doing this stuff.
Dr. Weiss, I'm telling you, this is such a practical and insightful book, Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. I appreciate your being with me on the program. And how can we get a hold of this book?
Well, they can call 1-800-775-8865. And if they mention your show, we will give them 20% off. And not only this book, any of our books. And they can also go to Intimate Matters, intimatematers.com.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last.
Bottom line, I think, of what he's saying is that if there is a dimension of your marriage not working, look on it like you would your car. If a part on your car, the alternator, goes out, you don't throw the whole car away and trade it in, do you? You replace the part. Well, in a marriage, if there is a particular dimension causing problems, then get it fixed.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.